And back on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Sam Speck with you live from our KGGF studios and corresponding from the Chamber of Commerce, the director of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, so how was CNN? You said it was a little busy.
It was. There was a pretty good crowd and lots of announcements. And I think school's back in session, fair's over, so everybody's back in the routine and all the fall events are coming.
Yeah, no kidding. Back in the routine, kids are at school a little bit more, not necessarily free time, but quiet time, kind of productive time.
Yes, exactly.
Available for some parents out there, certainly. So, what was all discussed?
Well, we were at the Coffeeville Rec. They were hosting it, but it was on behalf of the Leadership Coffeeville Board. So, David is the president, board chair, and so talking a little bit about Leadership Coffeeville. It was formed back in 1986, so been doing this for quite some time. And they formed it back in the day so that they could provide better leadership training opportunities for here in Coffeeville. But then also, they just wanted everybody to know more about Coffeeville. You could be here your whole life, and there's still so many things you don't know. Yeah. Everything from like the school districts and the hospital to industry. And so they formed this and have a class every year. They have two facilitators that just teach leadership skills, and even this year, they're even going to Topeka. They're going to take the class up to Topeka and just make sure that they're educated on what happens, you know, with our legislators at the state level. So it's pretty cool program. I'm actually a graduate of it and really, really enjoyed it. I felt like it really kind of got me more involved in the community after that.
Yeah. When is it? Did he say give any other details?
Yeah. So they're taking applications clear up until September 7th. I actually have some applications at the chamber, and it's set up where the curriculum's all being taught in the morning, and then in the afternoon they have tours around Coffeeville. So for those that are able, and it's interesting, it's even open to those beyond Coffeeville. So like Caney, Cherryville, we're trying to invite just the whole county.
Certainly.
They need an opportunity to be able to lead, you know, find out some leadership and develop that. So it's open to everybody, and it doesn't matter if you're in a manager position. It's basically leadership is an activity.
It's kind of what I was going to say, too. You don't have to be a leader to learn leadership leadership traits. You know, it's good to have some of those traits. You don't necessarily have to be the one calling the shots, but to have some of those traits and to be able to exercise them is important for anyone, really, any profession out there.
Yeah, it's very, very good. So yeah, if you're interested or want to know more, give me a call at the chamber, and I can give you the scoop on them. So we also got to meet our new library director today. Her name is Leanne Edgars, and so she's officially here in Coffeeville and getting started. So
very cool.
That was exciting.
Keeping that library on the path it
That's
has
right.
been. So I'm
so
excited
awesome.
and optimistic as well for Leanne.
I am too. So in fact, they have on the 30th their book club starting back up at 5:30. They're going to read To Kill a Mockingbird. And then September 5th is when the preschool story time starts back up. So they're excited about that.
Yeah, we were speaking with Rachel Rose, and they said August is kind of a, you know, gray, slow month, you know, and then September they get right back into their fall activities.
Yep,
so.
Exactly. So we had Trina here from KGGF talked
nice.
About some upcoming events. So one of them is right outside my front door. The Tyro Christian Church has their annual car show. Been doing this 16 years, and it's huge. It's awesome. And the radio, of course, is going to be broadcasting from 10 to 12 on that day. So mark your calendars for the 16th of September. Then September 8th, down in Caney, they're doing the grand reopening of Big G's.
And
Caney's,
cool.
you know, the place to go for food, good yummy food.
Yeah, Deb is actually down from that area, and she had explained kind of,
oh,
you know, that was, you know, a normal thing to do, go back down to Big G's.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, I believe it was a structural issue with a vehicle coming through the side of the wall or something like that, some accident with a vehicle. But they needed to do some upgrades and renovations, and I'm glad to hear that they've made them and opening their doors.
I'm excited for them. So that's on September 8th. That same day is when they do Shoot the U, which is a big thing down in Caney, too.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of good stuff happening in Caney, so that's awesome. Daryl Harbaugh, so one, Lions Club's got their golf tournament. That's on September 8th as well. So lots of stuff going on September 8th. And over the years, they've given back over $40,000 in donations to the community. So it's a great tournament that just raises money for our community. And then 2 days before that is the school bond. And Daryl just wanted to challenge everybody to educate yourself before you make a decision on that. The bond is to help improve facilities that are needing much, much improvement right now. And so that is on the September 6th. So Doug Munn from Grace Fellowship, they are having a prayer walk, which this is so cool, I think. It's on Sunday at 6. And basically, any church or any individual can go with them, and they just walk around the school and they pray about the teachers, the students, the parents, and just make it's a good school year to start off. So
yeah, it's kind of a an amplifying step in the right direction.
Yeah,
kind of attitude towards it. So
I think that's really good. Yeah. So, Earlene Smith from the Community Health Center. They've got three new providers: Curtis Mellon and Rhonda Line, both PAs. And then Emily Bollinger, and she's an APRN, and they are all DOT certified. So if you're looking for a new provider, you can stop into the clinic and get set up for that.
Very cool.
Griff Walker from Boys and Girls Club. This is cool. They're doing super snacks after school, and it's not just for boys and girls. Anybody in the community, any child, can come in and get a real hearty snack after school to kind of help tide them over and especially those families that maybe don't have as much as, great meal to kind of get them going. So.
Certainly. Yeah. And it, I always see those posts and those videos and things, and it breaks my heart. I'm not a father. I don't aspire to be one very quickly. If I am one, then cool, let's bring on the challenge. But, it breaks my heart that some kids that is either their one meal of the day at school, or sometimes there isn't money behind that account and they don't get school lunch. So to have something after school available or something like that. So where is it at again?
It's at Community Elementary.
Community Elementary. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that is just kind of, again, like you said, it's open to
everybody.
Very
so,
cool.
So it doesn't have to be boys and girls members. So anybody can do it.
Is it specifically like after school, or is it kind of open,
No, I think morning? It's right after school. So, I think they do some, they might do some morning programs, but I think this one's specifically just after school. So
sweet.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. No, I think that's, again, I'm not a father. I can't speak for that kind of, but to, It breaks my heart sometimes where it's, that's the only meal they're getting, and sometimes they're even denied that. So
right.
To have
so
a free
to
accessible.
To have something.
Exactly.
Is
very
so
neat.
Awesome. Yeah. And then, of course, you can still sign your kids up for Boys and Girls Club, especially right now they've got the early release days. So that's a challenge for some parents for after school care. And so definitely you can do Boys and Girls Club anytime. So Coffeyville Rec has their Touch a Truck event coming up this Saturday from 9 to noon, open to all ages, so that's fun. And you can bring a non-perishable good or a donation if you can. It's not required. It is a free event, but they're looking for donations. Tumbling starts up September 12th, and then also they're looking for adult flag football, so want to get involved in that. That's a little fun.
Yeah, I do like flag football. It's almost a little bit more, strategic and almost endurance. Football, you need a lot of endurance to play that. But to avoid a tackle you can shrug off, to avoid someone pulling a flag down, it's incredibly difficult to...
A little bit more there, yeah.
A little bit more running involved than there is physicality, so.
Yeah.
Very neat.
So that's starting up. Brown Shoe Fit's got some men's work boots that just came in. So if you're looking for some fall boots, make sure you stop in there, or any fall shoes. So that's going on. The college has all kinds of stuff going on. First of all, if you haven't noticed, the parking lots are completely packed.
Oh, yeah.
They said they ended up having to put students in the old dorms, which they usually try not to do because they have such nice, new facilities.
Newer dorms, yeah.
But they had to put students in the old dorms, and they even have a wait list. That's so numbers are definitely looking very good. They haven't given official counts yet till 20 day, but looking really up this year.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's looking good, and especially with all these great renovations coming to the CCC campus as well. It's good to see a little growth in terms of enrollment.
Excited. Yeah. And then, of course, got some football games coming up. Tomorrow is a football game. It's donor awareness, and they're going to have some honorary coaches there for donor awareness, and especially just to kind of honor Coach Flores. And then September 8th is a home game, and it's military appreciation. They're going to be shooting a cannon, so that'll be fun.
Oh, goodness. Colorado State does that every time they score, when, under the odd chance that they actually do score. But the first time I went to a Rams game, I was not aware that they had the cannon.
Uh-huh.
And I sat right. Oh, my goodness. I didn't want to go back. I did not want to go back.
Yeah. Well, see, if you hear a noise that day, don't panic, everybody.
Yeah, don't panic.
That's what it's going
Fair warning. So. Fair warning. Thank you.
Yeah. And then, of course, they've always got awesome community classes going on, like, for example, painting, social media. They've got a make and take essential oil class. That's the hot thing right now, oils. And then they do have a youth softball camp coming up on September 29th. So lots of stuff going on at the college campus. Couple other things. Keisha wanted to remind everybody that opposite college, we got the high school, and they have a purple and gold football scrimmage on Thursday, as well as volleyball. So that's kicking off. Athletics is here. Fall's here, people.
Yeah, football is here. all of the fall sports around. It's about to get crazy for Matt and I specifically, because we'll have a coverage game maybe on Thursdays, Friday for sure, and Saturday for sure.
It's
going to be bang, bang, bang. Lots of athletics. Not only that, but lots of traffic around the area. So keep that in mind as well.
That's true. I forgot about traffic. Yeah. So
yeah, always a rise in that around this time of year.
That's coming up. So that's awesome. Speaking of football, don't forget Football Frenzy tickets are still on sale at the Chamber. Only $20. Super easy chance to win prizes. In fact, I would say you probably have a better chance to win money in this one than you do with the Christmas giveaway that we do.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a smaller amount of people. So pretty good chance of winning some money.
I was going to ask you, too. There's other prizes. That hydration challenge, is that still
going
on?
Are you still doing that?
Uh-huh. All right, cool.
I'm not so great on the weekend, but...
on the weekends,
during the week, I'm doing great. So doing good. So, just a shout-out to CVR. I was there last night, and I think sometimes we forget how big of an employer and how involved they are in our community. They have 500 full-time employees, and that doesn't count the contractors and, you know, the people that come in for special things. 500 employees that work here in Coffeyville, and they're also really big about our community. They give a lot of money back, and then their employees have been doing a lot of volunteering lately, constantly doing things out in the community just to help. So, yeah, shout out to them. They're doing great. Rotary Club. So every year Rotary Club has a big Mardi Gras event. Did you get to go last year?
No. Well, here in Coffeyville specifically, I've only lived for about 6 months.
Oh, okay. I was thinking
it was like February 12th or something was my first day.
Okay, so probably right around the time you started is when we were doing our Mardi Gras.
Gotcha.
It's a huge event. It's so much fun. Big party. But every year they do it to raise money for the community. $20,000, over $20,000 is what they raised last year.
Oh, wow.
And this year, they're opening up the applications for that grant money. So if you are a club or a group or somebody in town doing a special project and you want to apply for some of that Mardi Gras money, then you can come see me at the Chamber or any Rotarian, and we can get you the application for that. So.
But you were asking me if I went to Mardi Gras last year. I was like, no, I did not make it down to Mardi Gras.
New Orleans.
I have not graced myself with the Mardi Gras attendance yet. So
it's not quite that crazy as down there. So
okay. So Coffeyville's isn't quite as...
It's a lot of fun and a lot of costumes and a lot of craziness, but not, no. There's,
oh, good.
There's no,
so at least there's good attendance and good participation
like
for it.
Over 250 people, I think.
Very cool.
It's awesome.
So it's not quite a Bourbon Street, but...
no, not quite that.
We try and imitate it, hopefully. A little bit cleaner, I'm sure.
Exactly. Marcy Roberts from the Montgomery County Health Coalition, they're doing a lot of tobacco education this year in the schools, which is really cool. But then also right now, the Can Quit organization is offering free nicotine kits. You can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. But that's just an area that they're really trying to promote here in Coffeyville and just trying to help everybody get healthy. So.
I kind of like that, too. The Can Quit is the Can, K-A-N, as in Kansas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. I do like little play on words every now and then. So
I can quit, and it's can, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So
very neat.
Nicole Schwartz-Eck from First United Methodist. So make sure to jump on their Facebook page because they do broadcast their worship services live, 9 a.m. here in Coffeyville and 11 a.m. in Edna. And then coming up on Saturday, Keystone Lodge is having a car show. And so that'll be Saturday, 9 to 4, and they've got some kind of lunch going on as well. So trying to think if I lost anything else. I think that was most of it. Last thing is just chamber members. We've got a lunch and learn coming up on stress in the workplace. And then we have professional headshots. So if you haven't ever done, it's not a selfie. Mm-hmm. So if you need an actual professional headshot, give us a call.
Yeah. No, it's not necessarily if you've never done it. If you need it updated, you know, if you haven't done it in, you know, 4 or 5 years, some people substantially either age or just look different. Maybe someone's rocking a beard instead, you know, who knows? I'm not sure. Maybe you used to rock a beard and now you don't.
That's
you
right.
Know, there's subtle
differences.
And nowadays,
we're a visual, community. So this is really good. Everything from your Facebook page, your LinkedIn account, your business cards, website, you name it.
Yeah, business cards is a big one. I know I use my business card picture quite often. As my professional headshot, I guess is the way you would put it. So sweet. Yeah. Those are heading out.
So that is, oh, I'm sorry. I almost forgot one last big thing. This is cool.
Oh, very nice.
So don't forget tomorrow, Sonic, 50 cent corn dogs all day long. And if you can try really hard to go out and buy a ton of corn dogs, give them away to friends, athletic groups, college kids, you name it. We're trying to get number one in the nation. We got really close last year.
Really?
Yeah. 6,400 is how many corn dogs they sold.
Holy cow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's dedication.
And the winner was 7,000. So we want to win this year.
Man, I didn't think old small town America could even come close.
I
know. But we did, didn't we?
Because our Sonic is the best. I mean, we just love our Sonic, and Rob is amazing. So, but yeah, I was thinking I could go buy a couple bags full and just, you know, bring them to some elementary kids.
Bring them right over here to South.
Bring them over to the radio
station. West 8th Street, you know, just kind of around these neck of the woods, certainly.
That's right.
So, as we wrap up our talks with the director of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, Candy, thank you very much. As we always appreciate these interviews.
Yeah.
Long week for me, for sure. Long season coming up as educators back in their jobs. Football season right around the corner, and Candy, we will check back in with you next Wednesday.
All right, thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.